KXFM, keeping the community informed. If you're a parent of a child attending Laguna Beach Unified School District, you may have gotten this notice. If you didn't check your emails or didn't get the notice, I want to tell you exactly how it reads. We want to provide you with an update on the number of topics related to student support and services during the school closure. So I'm going to read this to you as I read it this morning. Students and parents will begin to receive lesson plans and communication instructions from their teachers today. These lessons may include assignments using district technology applications, and they understand that parents have varying levels of comfort with technology use. To that end, they have two resources that can assist you. The first is a parent resources webpage. If you're having difficulty with technology, you can contact their technology help desk, and that's at helpdesk@lbusd.org. I'm going to give you that address again, helpdesk@lbusd.org. Some teachers have prepared physical instructional packets or have left items for students to pick up. Those staff that have left items for pickup will alert those students. And if instructed by your teacher, you may pick up those packets and items at the district office starting today. Packets will be left outside of the district office doors due to the Orange County Health Authority's recent directive. The district office and school sites will remain closed to the public at this time. Now, specialized services. For students who receive specialized services such as special education services, counseling, speech therapy, etc., expect communication from the special education department and or your service providers this week on the provision of such services. To the extent possible, they're going to make every attempt to provide some level of service virtually. Now, technology access. They understand that families may have limited access to devices like computers, especially in households with multiple students, or that students may have left their Chromebooks in their classrooms. They're providing an opportunity for parents of students in grades 1 through 5 to check out a Chromebook for their student. Parents of these students will receive a separate communication today with specific instructions for families that do not have home wireless access. And again, I'm going to give you that address again. You can contact helpdesk@lbusd.org. And student lunches are available starting tomorrow. The district will provide lunches to any district student who needs them Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. And that, again, is starting tomorrow. And it's going to go 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. That's the two-hour window. Service will be provided starting again, as I said, tomorrow through April 3rd using a drive-through system to support local distancing and safety, of course. All meals will be served at Laguna Beach High School at the side of the campus along St. Anne's Drive at the cafeteria driveway. In an effort to prepare the necessary quantity of meals, please let them know they have a form online at helpdesk@lbusd.org. If you're going to participate in receiving meals, fill that form out so that they can try to prepare the amounts required to support your student. Now, an RSVP isn't required, really, but it is appreciated so that they can plan for the right amount. And they give their thanks. And if you missed any portion of that, don't hesitate to call me here at the studio, 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. We are keeping the community informed.